Welcome to Courageous Leadership with Travis Yates, where leaders find the insights, advice, and encouragement they need to lead courageously.
Welcome back to the show. I'm so honored you've decided to spend a few minutes with us here today. And once again, we're in Eureka, Nevada for day three of the leadership conference by the Eureka County Sheriff's Department. Day three, Sheriff Wayne Ivey. I've got Roland Klee here to talk about that day. And once again, if you don't know who Roland is, I'm not telling you. Roll that podcast back and listen to that phenomenal podcast that just came out a few days ago. Roland, how was your impressions of day three?
Today was a great day for the conference. It was a full day with Sheriff Wayne Ivey of Brevard County, Florida. He's been sheriff down there since 2013. And he gave his presentation on leadership from the ledge.
Yeah, and it was a really interesting dynamic day because the first part of the day, we've got really some generic leadership lessons, lots of great quotes talking about great leaders from the past. And then it led into the last part of the day, which was social media management and how important that is for leaders. So what's your impressions on that, Roland? Obviously, you're down there in Florida. You knew Sheriff Ivey before today, but the real deal, right?
Oh, he's the real deal, and his perspectives on social media were right on, and they're really engaged in the social media. He says that social media is the new community policing, and he's right about that.
Yeah, and what was interesting to me is he's able to do that with very limited staff. I believe he has one person that helps him manage that. He does all the posting himself, so it's his language, so to speak. And it just goes to show you don't have to have a big team of people. You just need to have an intent and a will to do it right.
He really keeps the information on a tight leash there. He makes sure that he reviews everything that's public facing. He goes through it, and even if somebody provides him with some content, he goes through and he edits it until it sounds like him.
Yeah, a huge component in courageous leadership overall, which is communicate to eliminate any misperceptions. Make sure you tell your own story. Don't let the media write that story for you. And really, Sheriff Ivey brought that home, did he not?
He sure did. And the programming that he puts on, he even mentioned, you know, it looks good, looks fancy, but a lot of it's done just with the cell phone. It's done on a shoestring budget. The main budget expense that he was mentioning was the automatic archive tool, which has to do with Florida public records laws. And, you know, that one expense, he manages to do that. He gets his people to do it. He has a crime analyst assigned directly to the office of the sheriff, so they're able to create those bulletins, like the ones about people who lost the game of hide and seek, the fugitives. So it's he really does a very good, lighthearted, most of the time, approach to these things that's very engaging to the citizens of Brevard County.
Yeah, and I think if you didn't recognize who Sheriff Ivey is, you've probably seen him on social media. He's got a couple of these games he does, like where it's like a wheel of fortune and it lands on a criminal.
It's like a wheel of misfortune for fugitives.
Yeah, so you got to check that out. It's all over YouTube and Facebook, and it really keeps you engaged in that while you're also learning. So I thought it was a great mixture of leadership principles and how leaders can apply that to the communication aspect. And, you know, and Sheriff Ivey's in a unique position. You know, he's not answering to a mayor. He's not answering to city council. He understands the important role of communicating to the public what crime is. He talked about lowering crime rates all throughout the day, and he doesn't have to worry about the nonsense, so to speak. And I think a lot of our municipal chiefs who sort of play politics could probably learn a lot from an actual politician that doesn't seem to be playing politics.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, depend on their city hall for their paycheck. Their paycheck's threatened with everything. He's elected by the people. He's accountable to the people. And he lets that, he uses that freedom for all it's worth.
Yeah, I've said this time and time again, sheriff's departments are the last bastion of law enforcement because they're still doing law enforcement because they're not worried about these outside influences, and we all can learn something from that. So day three, wrap up. Roland Klee, thank you so much again.
My pleasure.
And if you're listening, thank you for listening. And just remember, lead on and stay courageous.
Thank you for listening to Courageous Leadership with Travis Yates. We invite you to join other courageous leaders at travisyates.org.